This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradio.com.
Get a little clipping there.
Good evening. Welcome. Another episode of Roberta's Radio, powered by heritageradionetwork.punk. Tonight, very serious topic. Something that we live with every day. Once upon a time, fear meant happy days being canceled. Once upon a time, fear was smallpox being vaccinated. Once upon a time, fear was crawling up out of the primordial ooze and wondering what is up there. Fear is different today. You may have a phobia about fear. You may fear fear itself. That's the only thing you have to fear. We're going to get down to it. Superstitions, phobias, fears. Tonight on Roberta's Radio, powered by heritageradionetwork.punk. I'd like to introduce the panel. Dr. Benjamin Harris is with us.
Hello.
He's been on a bit of a dental bender. You've been living in a dentist's office 24 hours a day for past how many days?
63 and a quarter.
To conquer your fear of the dentist's office,
indeed,
you've been having numerous procedures performed.
I'm topping off at about 3 procedures a day. I've had one afternoon in which we started a procedure, a highly experimental procedure, which we were not able to finish. It ain't the tooth.
No. Wrong. What was that, Dave? It was like 2 minutes before we broke character and let everybody down.
Well, I passed him the note that said, "Say, ain't it the tooth?"
And I didn't say that.
I said the wrong tooth thing.
No, I've been living out of a dental office, getting these procedures done. I've been kind of soaking in the scents of the dental office. You guys might know that. You might notice that sort of like powdered glove latex sort of aroma fill in the studio right now. That's coming off my body.
The bubble gum, the mint.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was from the doctor's office. Where easy for me to say, doctor's office. We're building under the back of the studio.
Well, that would be very convenient.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, can we talk about the doctor's office I'm building above the studio?
The doctor's. Doctor's. Doctor's.
The doctopus?
Yeah,
Department of Animal Control Therapy Services. Doctus.
Yeah, and animals. Yeah, animals and
it's all you get a lot of these guys, they're real shaken up after they go out and catch the dogs all day. So
that's right. Dr. Michael Zoman, he knows the people are shaken up about catching the dogs all day. His fear is that they're shaken up at the end of their day.
Actually, my fear is running out of money, so I keep inventing new phobias that I can therapize.
Nice.
Like therapize. Therapize, yes.
Doctus, therapize me. That's right. Roberta's Radio. From the central office, Stephanie Martinez is down to keep an eye on us. Thank you, Stephanie. That's wonderful. They must pay you a handsome sum.
She's not scared of anything.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Public speaking is terrifying for her.
Come on, say something.
The mic is not even pointing at her.
Move her body over to the mic.
The mic is at a solid 45 degree angle.
The mic moves to you.
From her.
It's very phallic.
The mic? Is that why you're afraid of it?
That's right. Yeah. Bring down the patriarchy. And this
time's up.
And this microphone patriarchy.
One
tired
out
of it.
Time.
I'm with
you
her.
Know what it is? It's patriarchy malarkey. Let's get rid of it. I fear that we don't understand. It's just silly. Let's get rid of it. Move it to the side. Live in dental offices with doctuses everywhere. Coming to
this dude
sure
land.
Okay.
No way, man.
Yeah. No way. Fear. Wow. I mean, really, like the fear that I fear is waking up in the morning. What's gonna happen next?
Oh, just the fear of the like the all future possibilities.
Everything.
Oh my god.
Everything.
Fear everything. That's no way to live one's life, is it?
No. That sounds terrifying.
Dr. Michael Zoman, you know.
Oh yes.
You know very well.
Oh yeah, I've
you know
stared
all,
fear in the eyes
you know
before
all too
many
well.
Times.
Yes, yes.
Many times.
Would you care to recount any of your encounters with fear?
Well, there was a time I was kidnapped.
Oh.
And I was held.
You were taken
against
weeks.
Your will.
Against
were,
my will.
You were bound.
I was held. I was bound.
Gagged?
I was held. No,
gagged?
I was not gagged.
Ball gagged.
Nice.
I was not gagged.
If you can get the,
but I was made to not speak.
Binding without the gagging, that's probably the best way.
I was made to not speak.
Did they make you eat dog food and stuff?
Yes.
Dog food sandwich?
Yeah, they make you eat a dog food sandwich.
I don't
sandwich.
Know what I was eating. It could have been dog food.
Do you think it might have been human
How'd
flesh?
It taste?
I don't think it was human flesh. It was heavily processed, whatever it was.
You don't know no. if you don't know that it wasn't human flesh.
There'd have
Did
to be
it,
a human flesh factory preparing it.
Well, Did I you mean, fear for perhaps a heartburn flare up?
No.
Due to all the procession of the meats?
Yeah, no, I actually more feared every day, and I embraced death.
You embraced
I wanted
it.
Death to come.
You wanted death to come yeah. to you.
But now
I
that
you my waking life.
Did death come?
No.
So now that you've come out the
Eventually
other side.
Eventually the ransom came.
I see.
7 weeks
Check
in for
was
my
in
rich
the mail.
Daddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you, I was free to go.
You feared the post office would actually do its job.
I was injected with something, and I woke up in a field.
That's nice.
With ill-fitting clothing that was not my own.
Can you describe the clothing?
Well, it was like a pair of slacks that was far too big.
Yeah?
A soiled white undershirt.
Not your soiling?
A sports coat. Heavy wear on the sports coat.
Like a Carhartt?
No, just like a cheap.
Like a nice
no,
cheap
like a,
blazer.
A cheap Sears blazer.
Oh, you said heavy wear. And
heavy
worn. Oh,
wear
worn.
On the,
oh, okay.
But the elbows? Did you have the elbow
the
pads?
Elbows, the elbows
were worn,
worn thin, though.
Nah.
They were blown out.
Missing
I fear,
two buttons.
I fear like
I had
wearing
a size 13 penny loafers on. I wore a size 10 and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
It was terrifying.
How'd you get out of there?
Well, I just walked. I had to pick
in the
a direction.
Penny loafers?
Of course.
They were size 13.
What am I going to do, walk barefoot? Have you ever seen Fire in the Sky?
I have, actually.
It was kind
yeah,
of like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You know it was kind
yeah.
of like that.
Just I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. You stole my movie pick of the week, Fire
well,
in the Sky.
Was...
Oh.
Quick anecdote. When we finally got a VCR in the house, we went to the video
couple
rental store.
A couple
days
ago?
Yeah, it was
good
a couple
for
days
you.
Ago. A couple days ago,
TV
and I drove to like a.
He
I
used
drove.
To rent one whenever he wanted
yeah.
a movie.
He's been
he
working
rent a VCR
yeah.
and he'd
when
rent
was,
a
yes,
VHS
was,
tape.
He's been working 14
little.
Hour shifts about 6 days a week.
That's
last
right,
month
just
to
get that VHS
that.
Tape. Yeah. And I drove out to a remote part of the Pacific Northwest to the last remaining Blockbuster. And I found a copy of Fire in the Sky. And it looked intriguing, so I took it home. And let me tell you, it was the most fearsome thing that has ever hit your eyes.
Whoa. I fiercer mean, than that needle that hit his eye?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's
See?
Right.
Nice.
See?
Yeah. Nice one. I knew that you were here for something.
I know. I know you were sent here for something, Dave.
I get right. one bit of gold every
yeah,
episode.
That was good. You might want to just
you
leave
go.
Now,
there's, yeah,
though,
there's
before
your
you
nugget.
That's it for me.
Take your little sieve and get out of the river. Let us real prospectors get in there.
Whoa, taking yeah, that
hey,
analogy
hey,
to
hold
its
on,
death.
Hold on a second. There's some gold in them.
Ooh,
in our
wait,
hills.
Before we get too far in the show, Dave, can you read out the number, please?
718-497-2128. That's right. Call in all of your questions or
it's
comments.
It's an open audition for a pickup guy
yeah.
for my new ska band.
Yeah.
718-497-2128. Lines are open.
We need a pick it up guy,
so
you know.
Are our hearts.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Yeah, we need a hype man for
my new ska band, 6 pounds of scallad.
6 pounds scallad.
We got a 7-inch coming out. Don't please her, Caesar. And we need a pick it up guy for the tour. Someone
That's
to
right.
dance around.
Gotta be a rude boy.
Say pick it up.
Gotta be a
you
rude
gotta
boy.
Be too rude, and you're gonna have to put a real silly mask on. And
you gotta
skank
wear a
it up.
Suit of some kind.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're gonna go suit or not, but we'll figure that out later.
Yeah. Yeah.
The management team's taking care of that.
Yes. And any prior experience with mustard plug or safe.
I'm gonna wear
so
those crazy
80s encouraged.
Plastic sunglasses that you've seen.
The really
I think
ones.
It sounds great.
I'm going to have a whole... We're going to have a suitcase full.
Just want to know who's on trombone.
Who's on trombone?
Yeah, who's the tromboner?
Who isn't?
Who, yeah. Who'd you get?
We got the guy from Less Than Jake.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, that's a big get.
It's a super group.
Yeah.
We got the guy from Real Big Fish is playing drums. I'm playing guitar and singing, of
they
course.
Have two of the bassists from Mustard Plug.
We have
both.
We have the first and the second bassist from
somebody,
Mustard Plug.
Hold on. Somebody told me. I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse, because I'm not really a ska guy. I'm going to be honest. I kind of feared this conversation because I'm not well-versed in ska, but a friend of a friend said that the turntablist from Sugar Ray is looking for work.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe he could play trombone at some point.
I have
shut the door, baby.
The guy from 311 already approached us, the turntablist from 311.
Nice.
We have the guy that just danced in the Boss Tones. He's playing bass.
Oh,
apparently
wow.
He's a very accomplished bassist.
He was the guy that danced in the Happy
to the
Mondays, too.
Ben Carr.
That's his name, Ben Carr.
Wow.
How did you know that?
She's a ska maniac.
She also has the full force of the Central Office reference.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You have that,
they got
Nexus. Yeah, I got that Nexus.
But that's most of the lineup. Yeah. We have some other. There's some more horn players from some other bands.
And all you need is
Squad
a Pick It Up
5-0.
Guy.
Yeah, we need a Pick It Up guy.
Okay, all right.
Goldfinger.
Sure.
Bucko 09.
The Hippos.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Were you at our house one night when we were listening to ska compilations?
No. I was there.
That was fun.
I would
love
to see
what a trip
you
know that was, dude.
I kind of developed a phobia after
yeah,
that
me
show.
Too. That was crazy.
A phobia of going to your house and you
what were
just
they
play
called?
Ska all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, the names are what you'd expect.
Sure.
Roast beef sandwich, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, all the classic ska bands of the day. Yeah.
Satanic right. Surfers, some satanic surf ska.
Black Skabbeth.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oof is right, Dave.
Skabba.
Woo.
Skabba. Skabba.
Skabba Ranks. Oh, yeah.
All Skabba, all ABBA cover band. Yeah.
Skabba Ranks. I like that one quite a bit.
The Skatalites.
The Skabraxas.
The Skabalites.
The Skatalites. I always thought it was pronounced. Silly me.
Skalaska. Scantiquity.
The Scalactites.
The finest Canadian ska band, Saskatchewan.
Scantarctica.
Oh, that's good.
Oh wow.
Another
continent.
Another band from the Canadian scene, Sasquatch.
So yeah, Sasquatch is great.
Good stuff. Yeah. They're kind of like a blackened crust ska outfit.
Yeah.
They commit to the bit too. They all look like Sasquatches for sure. They have the like checkered Vans and the bearded, the like the braided arm hair, pork pie hats with the lighter rims
hats.
Around.
That singer guy used to be in Mom's Scopple Pie.
Yeah, that's a grade Z ska band right there. Yeah. If I ever heard one. Wow, I'm not even gonna repeat that.
So can we say the number again? We need a pick it up guy.
Need
you
pick
know,
pick it up guy. All
right, yeah, callers,
pick it up, 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 pick it up.
718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128.
We'll just do an audition over the phone.
Yeah,
see if you can pick it up the way we need it to be picked.
Featuring members of Mustard Plug, Less Than Jake, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones,
two members of Mustard Plug,
Bucko 09, Goldfinger.
I'll pass you on to the turntables from Sugar Ray.
311 and Sugar Ray.
He's good.
311 and Sugar Ray are the crossover sort of. Yeah. We understand that they're not ska bands, so all the purists, please don't jump down our throats about
right.
that.
Come on,
we don't need
get off the subreddit.
We had the baritone
already.
Guy, the Barry. We call it Barry. Barry Sachs.
Oh, Barry Sachs. Yeah.
From Against All Authority, but he was a little too punk.
Too punk.
Yeah, it was a little too punk for us.
Yeah,
it's too punk.
This is fourth wave ska, bro. It's emo ska.
Yeah, we're trying to be polite. We're trying to be polite here.
Oh my God. Anthemic emo ska.
Now I'm afraid. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I wonder if I'm accidentally like, you know, having a vision of a future that could exist.
It's like when you put it out in the universe, it's like planting the seed and
it'll
now
manifest
it's just gonna,
itself.
It's gonna
manifest. On the internet, so somebody's gonna take that and run with it.
Is this like Omen where we like call something into being that like should not be?
Do you guys know what Broken Side is?
Yeah, oh
just
I
that
absolutely
horns
do.
Blaring next
I
to it?
Absolutely do. Oh my God. What if we made the guys?
No,
what if
no,
we
no.
made the
I
broken
this
side
conversation
of fourth
broken
wave
too long?
Broken skied. Oh my God. I can't wait till 2022 when we're actually listening to this on the radio in taxis.
Little Skazan.
No.
Skazanarchy?
No.
Hey guys, we have a caller on the line.
Oh,
hey,
excellent.
All right,
patch
caller.
Them
so, caller, are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm calling about
the pick it up gig.
Yeah, give us what you got.
Let's hear it.
No, I was just going to pick some up.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. We got some bags of trash down here you come pick up. We got this old wedding cake and old boar's head that's been hanging on the damn wall too long.
Hey, you can't touch Silvio, okay?
I don't usually pick up things like that.
Oh, well, cool, man.
What can you pick up?
Can you try doing this for me? Can you go, hop, hop, hop?
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Yeah, like that's pretty good.
All right,
yeah.
Good. He's good, he's good, that's good. Well done, caller.
Yeah, good job.
Or it should be more like, pick it up, pick it up like that.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, can you dance around?
Do it now.
Okay. Awesome. I like it.
Yeah,
I like what I hear.
It a lot. Yeah, I hear movement.
I like it a lot.
So what kind of, can I come pick it up?
You know what? We're going to
go ahead and hand you off to our
To the call screener, Dave. Yeah. He's going to get your information, and then you're going to come down
pick it up.
There you go. Yeah, you're doing a great job. You're doing a really great job. Dave, set this man up to pick it up, huh?
Give him a prize.
Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller.
All right, thank you.
So nice of the caller to call
in.
I'm
not lower, man. Like, pick it up.
Oh, sure. That's great. Also, sure. You've got a
How low
go.
Can you go?
Can you go lower?
Okay, I'll low.
Yeah, let's hear a baritone pick it up.
Okay.
That was more of an alto.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, caller. For calling.
From here on out, I'm going to have to charge you.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, there's a lot of money to be thrown around.
This is an all-star Scott, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of money.
Dave will hook you up with our manager.
Yeah,
we'll
Dave's
going to
get you set up. Thank you, caller.
Pick it up.
He's silly for it. He loves it.
Nah, he's ready for it.
He's ready for tour.
Okay.
How many dates on the tour real quick?
It's 79 shows in 65 days. So we're hitting Australia, Southeast Asia, all over South Africa. The white part of Africa.
The South Africa.
Europe.
Sun City.
Whoa. What did I say?
Whoa.
Rewind the South Africa show is really one to look out for because they got set up on the fifth stage at Vans South Vans Warped Tour South Africa.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's
2 p.m.
Very chill.
Yeah, it's very chill.
Tim Armstrong's playing solo acoustic.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
That guy. So it's Tim Armstrong before, and then that
Seven
one
Seconds
dude
was going to play, but they broke up.
Yeah,
publicly on Facebook, they broke up.
They got that guy
recently
from U.S. Bombs, the skateboard guy from U.S. Bombs instead. Oh, wow. So it should be pretty good.
We have a GBH
Dwayne Peters.
GBH Exploited dual set. Where the surviving members of both bands are coming together to play a set, a split set.
You gotta be kidding me, man. Yeah. How'd you pull all this off?
I didn't do it. Fat Mike did it.
Oh, wow, cool.
He's got those post-apartheid connections.
Yeah, he's got that. Fat Records rolls thick in South Africa. Yeah.
And that one band's
Was that a pun, Ben? Fat, thick?
What's that band? They're like... It's like the rapping thing.
Is that the Mighty Mighty Boss Nance?
They're from South Africa. They're scary looking.
Oh, DeAntvoord?
Yeah, DeAntvoord.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the cool stuff. Kids love
it. You know?
Sure.
Zeph!
Yeah, Zeph style. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and pay a couple bills here, and we're going to get the caller set up, and we'll be back shortly with more Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place.
Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up! One, two, one, two.
No.
No?
We're not back on yet.
Oh.
Oh, okay,
oh,
I'm
on. Yeah. Oh,
no. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
No, no, no. Dave, don't make me come in there.
Oh.
I fear what I would have to do to you if I had to come in there to make you turn the ska off, okay?
Yeah, we all fear what happens when he has to get out of his chair.
He'd look at home row and he'd break whatever fingers you had to use to type the letters S, yeah. K, and A.
That's right. I'd break those fingers. It would hurt me more than it would hurt you. And I'm not mad, Dave. I would just be disappointed.
But that's worse, isn't it?
Yeah, it is worse. It's a lot worse. Disappointed that I'd have to have the waiter feed you at Cipriani's Fidei every Monday when we do our pre-pro meeting.
Bring him the spoon.
Yes.
That waiter doesn't wash his hands either. I saw him come out of the bathroom.
Feed him. Feed him with the spoon.
Feed him with the spoon. His fingers.
He will have tortellini.
His fingers.
Chopped up.
A horrible radio accident crippled his fingers. Give him the spoon.
He will have the clams chopped up with the spoon.
Yes. Because that's how the waiters at Cipriani's Fidei talk?
I don't know where they find it when I order there.
He will have the clams!
He's never even been there. It's
no,
weird. They don't have like a POS. They just yell the order at the kitchen really
Dave,
loud.
Dave, I didn't want to say this, but there was that one night a couple months ago where I hurried you off into the town car that was waiting for us. And that was only because Dr. Michael Zoman was standing outside in the line. And they weren't letting him in.
No, I didn't.
He couldn't get past the velvet rope.
My suit was too cheap.
It was.
Oh, you were. It had blown out elbows.
Looked bad. I put my head down.
I just wandered back from the field I woke up in, and I went straight to Cipriani's in Fidei.
I got in line with the soiled
undershirt.
Soiled undershirt, size 13
penny loafers that were too large.
The heavy wear on the
heavy wear
on
the sport coat. Yeah,
what a mess.
You had a nickel in one of your loafers, and the other one didn't have any.
I had a bunch of abrasions on my face. I didn't even realize I had these abrasions all over my face.
It's not a nickel loafer, bud.
No, it's a penny loafer.
They were like these uniform machine-like abrasions all over my face.
I don't know what they
are. All over one side, one quadrant of my face, let's call it.
Man,
one sector.
If playing in your ska band 6 Pound Salad is gonna...
Six pound
Salad.
I'm sorry.
The debut single, Don't Please Her, Caesar, coming out now on Asian Man Records.
Asian Man Records.
Ah, yeah, for you older folks, that's a real funny one, isn't it? All right.
That's what they're playing
on
Classic Rock Radio now, huh? Right. Steak and Pickle?
Yeah, yep. Steak and Pickles on Classic Rock Radio. You're listening to Classic Rock Radio, Drive Time. We're playing something off the back wall.
Manic Mike for your Monday morning commute.
Steak and Pickles Devo cover. Gates of Steel on K-Ska.
Great story about the horn section in this band. They'd been kicking around for years, undiscovered. Until Skank and Pickle came to town and their horn section got arrested and they picked up these local guys. Yeah, you know, that's just a way you could manage your classic rock radio with some Skank and Pickle on the playlist.
You could make up
a strange lie.
A weird one even. Who gives a rip?
Back to the fear, though.
Yeah, we need to get scared.
Hold on. Now, there's some angles of fear. Now, fear manifests itself in many different ways. Some of those manifestations are, if I go out tonight, am I going to be wearing the same thing that someone else is wearing?
Almost certainly.
FOCO, fear of clothing with others.
Tight gray jeans and flannel.
Now, some people...
FOF, fear of flannel.
Yeah.
Some people have a fear of flannel. I don't understand that. It must be hereditary. Some people say to themselves, well, I can't possibly go out tonight. I'm broke.
Fear of
I don't have anything.
Fosm.
Yes. Fear, yes. Fosm. Fear of spending money.
Numismophobia.
Some people
What's
have that,
that
classic...
fear of coins.
Oh, fear of coin. Some people are poor and they have a fear of making money. I don't. That's not
foam. Fear of making money.
Fom.
Some people are sick. They're afraid of being healthy.
Yes.
Fob. Fear of wellness.
Fear of healthiness.
Munchausen's.
Yeah.
Munchausen's, sure. Munchausen's by proxy is really good, though.
Some people are gay. Some people are straight who are afraid to be gay.
Fog. Fear of gay.
Foss.
Fear of straightness. Yeah.
Now, sometimes fear manifests itself.
The dead are afraid of being alive.
And the alive are afraid of being dead.
Fall. Fear of living.
Fear of life.
Yeah, fear of life.
Yeah. Sometimes we develop superstitions based around our fears, based around the fear of something not going the way we planned. So by performing these movements in a certain way or performing these actions in a certain sequence, we'll push the fear away. Superstitions. I had some superstitions growing up. Played a lot of sports.
What were they?
I'm so glad you asked, Dave. There you go. I mean, you didn't.
Yeah, let's get this ball rolling.
Hey, right? Man, you know, you're softballing it here, you know?
Right? Softballing it. That was one of my sports. Beer league softball.
Fear of softballs.
I would never, I would never step on the foul line when coming off the field, because if I did, it would somehow affect my mojo on the field and at the plate, and then I wouldn't perform as well as I could. And if we got on a winning streak, I would tend to wear the same socks and pants and all that jazz.
Well, that's pretty gross.
That's gross.
Yeah. It's totally gross. But when you're winning,
cool. Go green for Mother Gaia, dude. It's Mother Gaia.
I mean,
how gross is winning?
Those pants are soaked in success, and you don't want to wash the success away.
You
want the success
because I fear the failure.
Yeah, you want to form a secondary layer of success on your undercarriage.
Yeah, you want success.
You
don't want
to
success the success though.
No. Wait, what?
You just put them in the corner. They just live in the corner until the next game.
And then you put them back on. And you get that success crust.
I'd like to open up the floor to the panel.
Harris,
do you have
thank you for thanks for
Dr. Ben Harris. Do you have any superstitions or have you in the past?
No hats on a bed ever.
Drugstore cowboy phobia.
There you go. Never that drugstore cowboy did touch on this, and in the climactic end scene of Drugstore Cowboy, which I won't spoil. It's like the
I'm not gonna spoil it.
Not the end scene, but there is a hat on the bed prominently. They come back to their motel
to find
his girl has left a hat on the bed.
That's a spoiler.
That's as far as I'll go. It's not good. Excellent cameo by
Heather Graham, by the way.
Heather Graham, yeah. William S. Burroughs in that movie as the priest, as the opiate.
Matt Dillon and William S. Burroughs sharing a scene.
That's my movie.
Is that a Gus Van Sant movie?
Yeah,
that movie's indeed. Really good.
It's very good.
Have you seen
that movie's so good.
Great monologue from William S. Burroughs about how
they're like robbing drugstores.
Percocet is for squares, like, and Dilaudid is what only Dilaudid is what the cool kids
great
do.
Great feature part by Max Perlich in that movie as the neighbor who they think is the snitch.
Pax Merlich also is excellent in that movie as the guy who operates the hotel.
Yeah, hats on a bed. Never put a hat on a bed. To this
Heard
day,
that.
Actually, I will remove my partner's hat from the bed if I come home and find it on there. And
as you should.
I will scream at him so loud and for so
That's
long.
That's crazy. I've had my hat on my bed all day today.
I will go to your house and remove it right now.
Well, I told Jack when we first started the show, I said, you got to get the bed out of there, man. Because somebody's going to put a hat on it, and I can't have that because I know Ben's coming in.
Yeah, I won't come in if I see
there's a bunch of I know. There's a bunch of beds up in the DACTA, the DACTA's office.
The doctor's office.
But no hats allowed in there. Take
your hat off at the door.
Dr.
There's a female secretary. Take your hat off at the door.
That's to right. show respect.
Yeah. I mean,
respect.
Yeah. Dr. Zoman, do you have any superstitions?
Well, I have several.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I'm always afraid that I'm not going to honor my father and my mother.
Well, that's not a superstition.
No, that's a.
I'm
that's a
worried
just
that
a
I'm going to.
That's a life thing.
Disrespect Sunday and not treat it as the Sabbath.
Okay.
What about
I'm
Saturdays?
Worried about committing adultery. I'm worried about committing murder. I think these are things you shouldn't do. I'm afraid of them.
Okay.
I'm afraid of stealing and lying.
Interesting. You're afraid of the Ten Commandments.
I have a phobia of wanting what belongs to others. I'm afraid of taking the Lord's name in vain and worshiping false idols.
Ouch.
And I'm afraid that the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before him.
You're afraid that... wait. The last one didn't...
The last one does not
compute. The last one
compute.
Didn't, like, congeal for me.
Well, that's one of my phobias.
Pussy!
Whoa!
Ladies can talk like that on this show.
Taking the Lord's name in vain. Stephanie from the central office. She's going to be censured for that.
Yeah.
No.
Good luck.
Not censured.
You'll never work in this town again.
She's the one there who censures.
There he goes. What a little wiener suck over here.
remember when he was in here singing that song?
Yeah, I remember it.
That was great.
Kiss
I love
ass
that.
Over here. He knows who brothers his bread.
Who brothers his bread?
And a doctor says his brother.
The doctor says who brothers your bread
around here. Are those so? What kind of superstitions do you put into place to make sure that you? Can
those
get
are my
your
superstitions.
Day?
I'm afraid of sinning.
Okay, so what do you?
But what
do
you do
to counteract that?
I try to live a holy life.
How so?
How?
By not doing those things.
How do you know? Be more specific. No. Be more granular.
Boring.
Boring.
Let's go deeper.
Mostly
let's go deeper
stay inside.
Now.
Okay.
I mostly just read the Holy Scripture.
Now, if you stay inside and just reading all day, how do you avoid sloth, which is a sin?
Ouch.
That was not on my list I just read.
But it's real, and it's there, and you sound like you're being very slothful.
Are you a pious man?
I'm studying very hard all the time.
Oh, really? Okay. Are you?
Yeah.
If you combine the Ten Commandments and the Seven Deadly Sins.
I'm sorry, what exactly
sins?
Is happening here right now?
Tell me how
you're
studying.
On trial.
I cast
trial.
This trial aside!
How wow. You're studying seems like you're coveting the knowledge of others, and you're wanting the knowledge of others for yourself, and you want to gain the knowledge and
I
absorb it all for you.
I only
want to
find my own inner peace.
Yeah, your own. You. That sounds very, very avarice-like to me.
Ouch.
How dare you?
I dare. I dare
you.
You
are one who covets his neighbor's possessions, and you are one who sins. You are one who lies and steals and commits adultery.
I want all of my neighbor's possessions.
Yeah.
I want my neighbor's sheep. I want my neighbor's wife. I want my neighbor's cool iPod.
Hold on. You take his name in vain.
Hold on.
You worship false idols.
I want my neighbor's fucking Dyson Airvac.
You worship front 242.
I do worship front 242.
I know. It's sick.
Do you guys hear that? Hold on.
The power of Christ compels you.
No, not that.
The power of Christ
hold on,
compels
hold on.
You.
Shh, it's very faint in the background.
Pussy.
You hear that?
I heard that.
He's going to start doing that Walmart yodeling guy soon.
That's not
I don't know nothing about it.
You don't know that? Oh, damn. Play him that Walmart yodeling kid. That's great.
Come on.
Don't do it.
Not doing it.
Yeah, please. He's going to do it.
I'll just do it then. Fine. Here, wait.
God. So much for...
I did the stance kind of, but I'm sitting.
So much for transitioning into the game portion of the show.
Yeah, let's just brute
let's
force
do,
it.
Yeah, brute yeah, force. Coming
brute
in the front door, baby.
Into the game.
Here comes the game.
Yeah, we're going to SWAT team this.
Almost every
we'll
week.
We'll wait for the game
almost,
buffer.
Almost every week.
Yeah, the game is buffering.
Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk, presents you with the game. It rules.
Yeah, this is radical.
You should have no fear of the game. The game loves you. And you love the game.
The game is simple. I name a phobia. You guess what it is.
Nice.
Lightning round. Ben. Coaster phobia.
One more time.
Coaster phobia.
Coaster phobia? Fear of coasters.
Wrong. Fear of roller coasters.
Oh, well, I said fear of coasters.
You meant, like, drink
I'm being,
coasters.
I'm being,
yeah, you
I'm
meant
being
drink
like,
coasters. You're
no.
being ambiguous and vague
hey,
for a reason, because you don't know the answer.
I call roller
Eric,
coasters coasters.
Yeah, toughphobia.
Huh?
Toughphobia.
Oh, fear of being tough.
Wrong. Fear of being waking up in a coffin.
Being. Fear of being waking up in a coffin.
I didn't expect there to be another word ending in ing
yeah,
in that sentence.
Cool.
All right.
Good. All right, Stephanie, technophobia.
Fear of EDM.
Correct.
Yeah, that's good.
Dave. Omphalophobia.
Fear of Oompa Loompas.
Wrong. Fear of touching belly buttons and looking at navels. Ben,
that's great.
Phasmophobia.
Phasmophobia?
Phasmophobia.
Fear of ghosts?
Who you gonna call? Eric! Zoophobia.
Oh, that's fear of animals.
Applies to both vile and harmless animals.
I thought that was zoophobia was
vile animals.
Fear of people who have sex with animals.
Wrong. Stephanie.
No. No.
Pyrophobia.
Pyrophobia.
Pyrophobia. Please speak into the mic.
Fear of fire.
Correct. Dave. Xenophobia.
Fear of foreigners.
Correct. Ben. Electrophobia.
Oh. Fear of front 242.
Incorrect. Fear of chicken.
Oh, nice. Hold on. Can we put that by the judges?
Electrophobia is fear
electrophobia
of chickens?
Electrophobia is...
Electrophobia.
A-L-E-K. Oh, come on.
Fear of front 242,
you would have known it was
man.
Chickens if I said electra.
Yeah, that's the Latin.
Okay, Eric.
Yeah.
Cynophobia.
Oh, wow. That's a fear of signs.
Whoa. Fear of China.
Fear of dogs.
Oh.
Who knew? I didn't.
Stephanie!
Buffering.
You lost your place?
I'm trying to
buffering.
Think of... I'm trying to find one I can say.
That's a globophobia.
What?
Globophobia.
Oh, I thought he said homophobia. Wow.
Fear of a round earth.
Yeah, I go with that.
Fear of globes. Pretty close.
Yeah. Dave, you got one for Dave?
Can I do
can
something?
You say? Not that
yeah,
you can say?
It's hard to say.
Why?
I'm just not very good at pronouncing.
Because they're Latin
I'm
roots.
Not good at pronouncing
Dr.
words.
Dr. Michael Zoman.
Okay.
Podophobia.
Podophobia. Fear of podiums.
Fear of foot.
Fear of foot. Correct. Yeah. Eric,
wow.
Here's another one. Periscovitic. Oh, my
See,
God.
See, that's what I was trying to not do. So I was being careful.
No. Periscovidicatriophobia.
Oh, yeah, that's a fear of periscovidiaceae.
Fear of baguettes.
Incorrect. Fear of Friday the 13th. About 8% of Americans have this phobia.
Hey, speaking of which, hold
Holy
on
shit.
Real quick. Real quick. Killer show this Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, we got to stay.
Killer
speak
show,
about
man. You know, I'm not a shameless plugger, but I am. Killer show at Alphaville.
I have crippling agoraphobia, but I'm going to be there.
Stephanie.
I'm going to venture outside of my house.
Hold on. Say the show details quickly.
Oh, sorry. I thought
oh,
you already
quickly.
Did it.
It's well, Alphaville.
It's at Alphaville.
It's Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th.
It's the Bambara, Shadow on Everything album release.
It's the Bambara Shadow on Everything
Records.
Release on Wharf Cat's record show.
It's a supporting
Support.
Actor, Weeping Icon.
Weeping Icon.
And Brooklyn's own Giggly Boys.
And Brooklyn's only rock and roll band, Giggly Boys.
8 p.m. doors, $10 advance, $12 damn show.
Yeah, just get them in advance, kid.
It's going to sell out.
Caller, if you're still listening, get your tickets in advance, huh? You're a smart kid. I know you
and
are.
The next person who calls gets a guest list spot.
Yes, next person
718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128.
I'm going to give away my girlfriend's guest list spot live on the radio right now.
Ah! This place is going mad. What's manophobia? Fear of going mad. We've done it, baby. We've gone mad. We do it in the name of radio.
It's not easy for us. I have emailophobia where Ben has my
that?
Phone and I'm afraid he's now going through my email and not looking
oh,
at
wow. some. There's some nasty.
That's phonophobia.
Yeah. It's weird.
Some nasty stuff.
How about Stephanie? Gynophobia.
Ouch.
Gynecologist phobia.
Close. Fear,
fear
of women.
Fear of vaginas.
Fear of the pussy.
Yeah, fear of the pussy.
Oh, whoa. This is
Dave.
Why is took her top off?
Hey,
meaning
you know
she
what?
Knocked off her cans.
We've been
meaning
saying
her headphones, not her boobs.
We've been saying blast those cans all night.
That's right. Bring down the patriarchy. It's full of malarkey. Get that thing out of here. It's garbage. It smells bad.
Dave, bananophobia.
Fear of apples.
Correct.
Nice.
Yeah, it's misleading.
It is.
CNN talking about
that. Dr. Michael Zoman, sidenglobophobia.
Yes. Say it.
Sedan.
Say it.
Sedan. Fear of sedans.
Incorrect. Fear of...
You can only ride in two-door coupes.
Fear of plastic foams or cotton balls.
Oh,
what?
I don't have that.
Eric, equinophobia.
That's fear of horse.
Yeah.
Correct.
I got it bad.
Stephanie, tokophobia.
Fear of token.
I don't have that. 420, 69.
Blaze sweet
it.
Jesus.
One toke over the line. Blaze it.
Oh, wow.
Dave doesn't live here.
I have no idea.
Yeah, incorrect. Fear of giving birth or pregnancy.
Oh, you have that.
I have
Whoa.
That very much, though.
I do, too. It's terrifying.
It's valid, yeah.
Nice
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. This is a good one. This is my favorite. Dr. Zoman, cacomorphobia.
Fear of puking.
Fear of fat people.
Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah, me neither. here's one.
I hate myself.
This is
I
a body positive network, okay?
Body positive, self negative. Here's one that I definitely had.
Well, if we can't develop the negatives, how are we going to get the photos?
Let's get that number out one more time for that guest list spot.
That's 718-497-2128. 718-497-2128.
$10 value. Fear. Advance $12 a day of show value.
See, and you can hang out with us, Giggly
Shot
Boys.
Shot a beer with
in
the Giggly Boys.
Room, yeah.
I'm going to open up this
we
pit.
We might let you
They're
meet
Bambara.
This one's for everyone. Samhainophobia.
Oh, that's fear of Danzig.
Anyone
fear
else?
Fear of Halloween?
Samhainophobia.
Fear of Halloween.
Fear of the devil.
It is fear of Halloween, but nice. I'll accept fear of Danzig because Danzig remembers Halloween. And everybody's
what if I said fear of the evil Elvis?
Do people call him that?
Yeah, he's
do people like
Elvis.
Really feel like,
I mean,
like
his
did?
Friends do?
Oh god.
What do you think they call him? Dan?
I do.
Yeah, man, he's like the evil Elvis.
Dan Zig.
Yeah, short for Danzig.
Yeah, Dan. Hey, what's up, Dan? Daniel. Daniel.
Zig.
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 I told you don't call me Dan, call me evil Elvis.
Man, there are a lot of these.
Will you help me carry this cat litter into my car from the Ralphs?
Bought a lot of it. I get it on Amazon Prime, 80-pound bags.
Yeah, will you help me dry out my front yard? It's full of dirt and sand. Help me dry it out.
I got to sell my house. Los Feliz is an up-and-coming neighborhood.
Yeah, I got to get out of here, man. Getting spotted by toilet paper and cat litter.
The dancing business ain't what it used to be.
No, we're millionaires now. We're selling out.
That's actually really good. That's not bad at all.
All right, is there a caller on the line?
Caller on the line.
Still no
free
caller.
Free guest spot to the Bambara Shadow and Everything release party.
The lines are still dead.
What's up? What's the address of
opening? Alphaville is on Wilson.
Wilson Avenue.
Are we done the game?
Yeah, the game's over.
Get that music off of there.
All right, real quick.
We've already done a bunch of movie picks of the week.
I know, but let's do another one.
Let's do an
movie
official
pick
one.
Of the week, officially.
Ooh, I like it.
Dr. Ben Harris.
I'm going to say The Ring, not the Japanese version, the American
version.
Oh,
yeah. You don't mean Ringu.
No, Ringu sucks. The American version is better than the Japanese version. Fight me. All you Japanophile
callers,
nerds
call
out there,
in. Callers, fight Ben.
Call in. All you anime dorks, call in and fight me about how the American version of The Ring is better than the Japanese version.
Oh, wow.
718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128. America versus
America,
Japan.
Call to fight the most big American boy on this on this show.
We got
Benjamin Bradshaw, fucking Harrison.
If you can get to Roberta's in the next 20 minutes,
I'll fight
there
you.
Will be a fight.
There will be a fight.
Now, fight.
Now, what we're going to have to do because...
Come on down to Tiki for an ass whooping.
Because Dr. Ben Harris decided to lose the game, we're going to tie one of his hands behind his back.
I'll take it.
No one noticed.
I have literally been
great.
I've been in a dentist office having procedures performed.
Are you saying that that's why you're doing this?
I've gone past pain into a new realm of experience, and I will use that to bring hellfire
invitation
down on
open.
You with my one hand that I have.
Invitation
not
open.
What you think of as pain, this person feels nothing.
I feel pleasure for pain sometimes.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm like... What's the other movie pick of the week? Is
sick.
Hellraiser.
You're sick.
Yeah. A Cenobite. I wasn't
Secretary?
All right, Dr. Michael Soman, is that your movie pick of the week?
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
That's the one where she goes, teaching.
How you
going to
know what pain is?
Whoa. Yeah, there we go.
He has
sounds
to
like,
teach
sounds
her.
Like we had a caller on the line.
Yeah,
James Spader, right?
Yeah.
How cool is he?
Yeah, what a sick thing to think about in retrospect.
Those are different times. What was that, 02?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are different times.
Yeah, things were buck wild. Yeah.
I'd like to go back a little bit before that.
I call that the Donnie Darko effect.
Yeah. I want to go
it's
before.
It's a negative ripple from Donnie Darko.
I want to go pre-Donnie Darko. And my movie pick of the week is Life is Beautiful, starring Roberto Benigni.
Oh, when the fun movie about the Holocaust.
No, that's not a very fun movie to watch at all.
You mean The Sound of Music?
It's but it's updated and it has Roberto Benigni, Italy's classic funny men.
Is that Schindler's List 2?
It's something.
It was
along
the prequel.
Those lines.
The prequel.
Ah.
It's not good. Spoiler alert, it's not good. Fear. Fear not good. Be good. Achieve your best every day.
Did you have a movie pick?
Yeah, I had two.
What was it again?
One of them was The Ring. The other one was Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah, Ring. Sorry.
Shouldn't your pick be Fear, the movie?
The Ring is scary.
Oh, that's
what movie is Fear?
That's the one with Mark Wahlberg and Alicia Silverstone. Yeah. I've never watched it. It has some infamous scene. How about Cape Fear? How about the original with Robert Mitchum?
No.
How about the remake?
The remake's very, very
scary.
It's
a Scorsese flick.
What about Candyman?
Oh, Candyman. Don't say his name anymore.
Yeah. Candyman is some spooky.
Don't say his name.
That's two.
No.
That's Candyman, strike two.
Candyman. Ah. Candyman. 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 Candyman.
Now we're going to have to go to the demolished projects on the south side of Chicago. Actually, yeah. it was
Cabrini Green.
Cabrini Green, yeah. Which is on the near north side.
Yeah.
Is no longer there. So, yeah, we're going to have to get out of here.
What's there now? Luxury condos?
Well, it's mixed income.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so that's really awesome. The people they displaced moved out of town and never
came
back.
It's a stone you well, can't stop, but it should move very slowly.
Oh, it does. Ah, this stone moves
the grinding
slowly
wheel of time
forward,
too. It crushes all in its path.
Roberta's Radio.
What was that? It.
That's it. I think.
That was the guy taking a picture.
Usually you're ready to cut me off, Dave, and this time you don't want to cut me off.
We also keep going.